Yo, what up, what up, what up? This is the Super Fresh Experience.
Yo, yo, yo. What's
not
good,
just
bro?
A podcast,
what's
bro.
Good?
What up,
what's good?
Bro?
What's good? What's good?
We are back in this bitch.
We miss you as always.
As always. As
Hope
always,
y'all
we miss y'all. I'm going to let you start.
Of course.
I'm going to let you start.
No. You can start, my brother.
You're right. You're right.
You start.
Good looking, brother. Good looking. Yes. Yes. Don't start because normally you start it off. Normally you start it off.
Switch it up. You never know.
But if I start it off, you know, I got a heavy hand.
That's, well.
I got a heavy hand. And right now, just so y'all know, we recording at like 2 in the afternoon. So.
Oh, my gosh. What is
normally we doing at nighttime. So, you know, you get a little tipsy, you good. Oh, yeah. You Hey.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
That's how we doing today. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
We got discussions and things to talk about.
Let's
so we good. We need to be turned up for it. So we good. All right. Where are we starting? Let's start first and just get it out of the way, right? Diddy. Let's get it out of the way.
Gosh.
Let's get it out of the way.
No Diddy. No Diddy.
That's Diddy do it.
Diddy. No, that's the new thing now.
What? No Diddy?
Yeah, right, they're saying.
Oh, yeah, you say no Diddy, right?
Yeah, no more no pause now.
No more pause, yo. No Diddy.
No Diddy. See, this is why. See, here's the problem. Here's the problem. This is why we can't take nothing serious. This is why black people, this is why we are who we are and why we are. Why are we playing? Like, this is serious
stuff,
bro.
Yo, so it's somebody else that said that. They was like, yo, this is serious. Black people play about everything.
We do. But we don't have, you know why we play about everything? Because our past, bro. The history, our history is
fucked
up. We went
through a lot.
Everything's
a joke. This is this man's life.
Right.
This man's life is over.
But nobody cares.
Everybody likes
his fault. You know why nobody cares? Well, he's great. He's good, first of all.
But is it really his fault?
I don't know, bro.
And what I'm saying is, did he do anything that's too... what they're saying is that he has been trafficking women. That's the new thing. Because my thing was, why are the feds coming to check this man's house?
It wasn't the feds.
To be a freak.
It wasn't the feds.
It was
Homeland Security. Who deals with traffic?
Homeland Security.
Basically, the whole how we grew up in the hood, bro, is if the Alphabet Boys come, that
it's
means it's a wrap. Forget the detectives, all that. If the Alphabet Boys, that's CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, all of the three.
You get the helicopter.
Yeah, DEA, all of the Alphabet Boys. If they come to your crib, run down on you,
it's a wrap.
Because they got what they need.
Yeah, they already have it. They got it.
I don't know how to move. And then I was reading, you know, the blogs that like, oh, he moving around like nothing ain't happened. How you want this man? I don't know how he's supposed to move. Is he supposed to be in his crib, in his bedroom, door locked?
Life is over. So
maybe he's like, yo, you know what? This is it. I'm fucked. I'm fucked. So what am I doing?
I just gotta eat that.
Literally. That's
literally.
That's what he's
been. No Diddy.
No.
No Diddy. No Diddy.
No,
but my thing is, yo, I just was just like, when I saw the feds and all, I'm like, yo, what he do? And then 50 Cent posted that dude was like, yo, Diddy was the first one that got a Freako.
Instead of a Rico,
he's got the Freako.
And he's another savage. He's not letting up, bro.
Yo, 50
and then now his, which I didn't know that his son mom was dealing with Diddy.
That's the reason why
50's been at like, his neck. Because obviously that's something that was... amongst them. I didn't know that.
He don't stop. When 50 go, he don't stop.
So why would anybody, and I get it, like we're in this is a world you should not date somebody because that's 50 Cent's kid's mom.
Yeah, no. But 50 Cent feels that.
But he, exactly. It's just some people like, yo, why, is it worth it? You're Diddy. There's a billion other women out there. You had to pick 50 Cent's son's mom, bro. So then you playing yourself.
And now?
You playing yourself.
That's why he had him.
But then Diddy's track record shows He was with Lori Harvey. Mm-hmm. She's a youngster. Young Miami, she's a youngster.
But these are also all of age girls.
I understand. Of age of two.
They over 18.
Diddy's 50-something years old, and these chicks are in their 20s.
But now we start moving into Jalen Green and the Dre
situation. Listen, I get it. I get it. I'm just saying. The track record doesn't look good.
For him.
So that's the problem. When your track record doesn't look good, then everything's gonna follow you.
Yeah.
So this is for me, bro. This is our OJ. This is our white Bronco, bro. We was too young to really understand
to accept.
But
that
now this is our white Bronco, bro. Diddy's our OJ, pause, whatever. We're gonna watch what's gonna happen. Literally.
It's just going to be fun.
Right.
It's not fun
But it's like
his life. But it's entertaining as a motherfucker.
Yes, bro.
It's entertaining, dude. It is. All right, so let's go into really quick. Just go into this whole J. Cole and Kendrick thing, real quick. Now I'm a diehard J. Cole fan.
Okay.
You know, last week I took my kid all the way out to OKC to go see Drake. Yes. I mean, Drake and J. Cole. So I'm a diehard J. Cole fan. So, you know, I feel a little some type of way. I mean, it's
wait, why do you,
like,
what do you,
because people be like, oh, you know, Kendrick better, this, da, da, da. I don't think that. I think J. Cole is better. But that's what I feel. I know some people will want to beef with me and go crazy. Oh,
please do. Lyrical. Please do. Go at him lyrical. In the comments, please.
Nah, J. Cole, I feel, is better than Kendrick. That's how I feel. You can feel how you want, but I feel J. Cole is better. I feel his delivery is better, his flow is better, and what he speak about, the masses can understand more. I'm a rapper myself at a part in time of my life. So I see what y'all see with Kendrick. Like, Kendrick got these lyrics, but motherfuckers don't understand half of this shit. I'm not saying I don't, but the masses don't. J. Cole makes it where you can understand it, and you can see the punchline. I fucks with J. Cole. So I feel like the shit was unwarranted. I feel like Kendrick, problem with Kendrick, I feel like, is he, you know, he don't get enough traction, or he don't come around. Now he just want to try to shoot at J. Cole and Drake. Now everybody want to come at Drake. Why? And I'm not really a Drake fan like that, but why everybody want to come for Drake?
Because Drake is that guy. Well, who we fooling here?
But my thing is, why do, just because he's on the top, Kendrick, I thought you wasn't that type. That you going to just go at Drake.
Here's on the top. I think, first of all, for me, J. Cole is J. Cole, and then it's Kendrick. But for me, it's more of 1A and then A. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, they both.
Right. So I'm not going to defer and be like, nah, you're wrong. I understand everything. The problem that I have with this whole thing is, yo, bro, where have you been? You don't come outside.
Who?
Kendrick. You don't come outside, bro.
So
everybody, every fucking rapper is outside except you, bro.
So why you?
So then what do you expect? This is what's part of the game, brother. And then first person shooter's been out for like 3 months.
And J. Cole,
where have you been?
He didn't say no. He was like, yo, we the big three.
Right. So what, you didn't like that the order it was in? Is that what you're saying? I don't understand. I personally
don't understand it.
But then is, of course, the backstories is Metro Boomin and Drake and Future messing with the same chicks and all this other
bullshit.
Yeah, okay, whatever. But bro, you don't come outside. You're a backpack rapper. That's what you are. You're a backpack rapper. We don't.
Yo, some people might take offense to you saying
that's
that
cool.
Shit about Kendrick.
I'm
tell you right now.
Well,
they might
whatever.
Lose their mind. Y'all,
for me,
y'all
he's a backpack
for
rapper.
That.
For me, he is. But I'm cool with it. It's not I don't like his style.
Mm-hmm.
But come outside, brother.
Yeah,
we need to see you more.
Yeah.
You are
starting
right.
Shit.
Like,
yo, be out here, bro.
Like, you come on, bro.
That's my thing. I mean, they can say the same about J. Cole. J. Cole out here, but he, you know, he a little bit quieter compared to like a Drake or something like that, or compared to.
Here's the thing. But people come at Drake though. Drake, but then Drake is emotional. He's an emotional guy. Like, we already know. He is the definition of light skin. So, what do you expect? Like, this guy tells you, I got my heart. I'm Drake, and I get my heart broken. So, I respect
his music.
I respect that. That part I do respect. I would say he don't hold back. But he ain't no pussy. Like, you're not about to throw shots at him. He not going to.
Who, Drake?
Right.
Not at all. We've seen that.
He's not lyrical like that. Drake is not a lyrical.
Talk about that. What's this thing that I just heard about Meek Mills and Diddy? You heard about that?
What?
You heard about Meek Mills and Diddy? All right, so maybe I'm wilding. All right, we got my boy Colin in here. Did you hear something about that? Yeah. All right, so my boy Colin in here, he said he heard something about this. So basically, I heard.
You heard audio?
Nah, this is like a thing, like they was like sexually typed together, right? Yeah.
Diddy and Meek?
Diddy and Meek.
And there's
Meek.
A video of this?
It was like an audio of them talking or something. I haven't heard the audio, so I don't know. So, people, whoever's out there, whoever's watching, look that up. But that's what I'm hearing is that it was something like that with Meek and Diddy. Something a little no Diddy out there.
All right. I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. So, we got
to. I mean, but it's been so many names flying around. Like,
that's
so
the other thing.
Like,
everything flying around. Right. We don't know if it's true, if it's not. But that was out there. That was spoke about.
All right.
All right. But. All right, let's get off of them. that's the rap game and
hey, hold on. Entertainment. I, like last point.
Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna be fucked up because I didn't eat anything.
Me neither. Like, I came straight off of work, bro. I didn't even.
Me too.
Like I look like shit. Hey, sorry, y'all. This is the work. We said 1:30, so 1:30 it had to be.
And we installed it too.
Listen,
but go ahead.
Summer 24. Uh-huh. I'm here for all, and I'm telling y'all, I don't care. I'm a grown man in his 40s, and I'm here for all the ratchet rap.
All the ratchet
rap. Sexy Red, Lotto.
I can't do it.
Oh, I'm here for it.
I can't
Yo, Glow,
do it.
Glorilla, all of y'all, please. Cardi, Megan, I'm here for this ratchet summer. I'm here for it, please. I don't want to hear, are we too old to listen to this music? And nah, fuck that. Nah. Sexy Red putting out some shit. She putting out some heat. They putting out some heat, and
my
I like this shit.
Pink,
I don't, no,
brown.
No, I don't care. That's one.
Too much,
there's
bro.
Other songs, though. We gonna listen. For I know y'all, there's people out there that's disagreeing with, and there's plenty of like, yo,
it's
she got
too
some heat.
Much.
Summer's 24. I'm here for it.
You ready to turn up?
I'm here for it, bro. Listen.
You in the club?
Hold up.
My pussy.
Let me ask you a question, though. Shit, real talk. What else are we listening to right now?
You're right. I listen to all old music.
Because what other current male rappers are putting out music
nothing.
Like that?
They're not.
There's nothing
not even,
outside
not even my
but
boy
the
J. Cole.
Women.
Not even my boy J. Cole. He ain't putting nothing out. You're right.
So I'm here for it. They repping. This is the, well, tomorrow's the last day of Women's History Month. So I'm here to let y'all know.
The respectful woman history
yes.
month. And then
when
now
my
it's
windows in the car, in the truck will be down.
Down, blasting sexy
and
red.
Blasting sexy
blasting
red.
Ice spice.
judge me now.
Nikki and all of that?
Everybody,
all
listen to me.
All right.
I'm here for the ratchet summer, bro.
Some of it be too much.
I don't care. I don't have nothing else to listen to.
So
nobody else is putting nothing else out,
right.
Bro. Like I said, so
because I will tell you this, and I know people might feel some type of way, but I'm about to say, but that album that Kendrick had that song like that on, that was the Future and Metro Boomin album. That shit was trash.
I only like four songs of it.
That shit was trash, man. Like just to be 100, like I listened to the whole thing and it was trash. To me, it was. There was a couple songs on there.
Yo, we allowed
like,
to play music on here without copywriting?
Probably not. They'll cut us off on YouTube. Yeah, they'll cut us off.
Like
on
a few
YouTube.
Seconds?
Yeah, like yeah, something like that. But any more than that, they'll cut us off on YouTube. All right. Yeah.
Nah, good.
But their joint was like the Rick Ross joint was hot. There was another one that was joint.
Type shit
was hot. It was a couple though, but the rest of the shit, and you know that whole album was at Drake, right?
Yes, the
from
whole thing.
Literally, the names and all of that.
Yes.
And I know we're getting back to that, but I'm just saying.
That's what,
these
listen,
motherfuckers curated
if these
shit.
Do, if they're not coming with the little rap beat, I don't want to hear no more. I don't care about the rest of y'all songs.
That's it.
Sexy Red.
What up?
Holla
at this guy, Sexy
Yo,
Red.
She looking good.
Holla at this
I
guy.
Mean, she was pretty, but Chad that baby, now you looking real thick. Like, I don't know what's going on. Let's go. Summer 24, let's go. Let's go.
Summer 2024 is over.
Go. Think she's going to be at Summer Jam, too.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I stopped them because I don't know nobody. All right, so you had a question.
I have a
about,
question.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll let all you right. start.
So, you have a female best friend, right?
Okay.
That you've had forever, for a long time.
Female best friend,
yes.
Got you.
Now you got married. Your female best friend was there before her, your wife, right?
Okay.
Y'all tight. Everybody's cool. Your wife is whatever.
Everybody cool. Wife know about it.
One day, y'all supposed to be going out, whatever. You go pick up the best friend. She sits in the front seat. You automatically assume once you pull up to the crib to go pick up your wife, that Bessie gonna hop out the front seat, get in the back.
She'll get out.
She doesn't get out.
Oh.
And your wife gets in the back seat.
I don't think my wife would get in the back seat.
Okay, hypothetical. Fine.
Well, go ahead. Keep going.
Hypothetical.
Keep going.
Your wife gets in the back seat. So now, what do you do? Do you now say something to your bestie? Like,
that's a hard situation because
I need to know what you're going to do.
All right, so what I'm probably going to do,
mm-hmm.
if wifey got in the back seat, situation over right now. If she got in the backseat, then I'm going to say the situation's over right now. We'll talk about it later with my bestie, because it's supposed to be my fucking best friend, so I could talk to her about anything. I'm like, yo,
so you pulling off with your wife in the backseat?
I got to. What I'm going to do? I'm going to stop right there and be like, yo, best friend, get in the fucking backseat. Like, if my wife got in the backseat and didn't have a beef, now if my wife came to the door like, yo, get in the backseat. But then if she did that, she probably already got beef with her. Because who's going to really do that if you think about it? Wife ain't going
to wait, hold on. I just want to make sure that you're pulling off, you said.
I'm pulling off. You're pulling. I'm pulling off.
All right.
You think I'm fucked over if I'm pulling off?
Have fun.
I'm pulling. But then what's the beef going to be latest for me? The beef going to be, why ain't you tell her to get in the backseat? Why the fuck you got in the backseat? Why ain't you?
All right. Well, that's the route you want to go. You right, can so go. I'm not pulling off.
You're going to be like.
Yo, don't play yourself.
Bestie, go get in the
backseat. Off rip.
Go get in the backseat.
Get in the backseat. Like,
that's crazy. That's wild.
Well,
that's
my
best friend.
I don't. Okay.
I ain't going. If my wife.
Listen, I'm not dealing with my wife's shit later. See, the thing is I got to deal with her. My best friend going to go home and do what she going to do. And I got to deal with this.
That's a fact.
So I ain't pulling off. The car ain't. We ain't going to no brunch. Ain't no brunch. Ain't no brunch happening.
Until she gets in the back.
Stop playing.
If she feels some type of way, she'd be like,
I don't care.
I think that was rude the way you made me get in the backseat. Yes. Like, if I pulled up to the car, I don't mind getting in the backseat, but I'm already sitting there. You're going to make me get up and get in the backseat?
Yes. Yes. Again, because you don't have to deal with this later. I do.
I mean,
I'm not. Listen.
So then what will be my question is going to be, what's the argument later for me and my wife? Why you ain't tell your friend to get in the backseat?
I don't know what the argument is because I'm never going to find out.
Why you get in the backseat?
I'm never finding out. So you can find I don't know. You
That's going to be what
you,
I'm going
to ask. So you willing to chance the argument?
I'm willing to chance it because I think that's stupidity on your part. If you want to sit in the front or it's a problem, you should have said something. I'm not no psychic. Like, what the hell? Y'all sitting in the front. Who cares? And it's my best friend, so I'm thinking y'all cool. I feel like if she have a beef with it, she already had a beef with her.
So what if the roles were reversed?
If wifey in the front?
No. Your wife pulls up with the bestie, and he's sitting in
I think he's going to do that bullshit. Yo, he always do that bullshit. Y'all watch this show, yo. He always trying to switch this shit up.
So what happens?
That's a problem.
Go ahead. If it's a problem, go ahead. Let's go. Why is it a problem, my brother?
Every button over
Why there. Is it a problem? Go ahead.
All right, let me explain.
Okay, please.
So, it's a problem. I don't want to say it's a problem. If I pull up, I feel like it's
look. Help me.
It is a bit of an issue though, yo. Because I feel like
I don't know what to say. It's a problem.
Like his man is different. Like that man should know. Like, yo, hop the fuck out. Yo, Colin just walked out laughing.
Go ahead, fam. We need to know.
Drop my phone and everything.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I can't. It's a double. You know what? Stand on business.
Here we go.
Stand on business.
Here we go.
It's a double fucking standard. It's a double standard. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. It's a double standard. Your best friend better get in the fucking backseat. Matter of fact, he shouldn't even be sitting in the front seat if you know he's coming to get me. If he's coming to get me, y'all both coming to get me, yo, hop in the back seat so my man can sit in the front. I feel like that's a double standard. That's one of those double standards things. I might be wrong. No, fuck that. I'm not wrong. I'm standing on business.
Are you sure? Yo, fam.
Nah, yo, because that's crazy. Yo. I feel like it's different, man. I feel like it's different. That's a different situation, yo.
Yo, you.
It's the same situation, but it's a.
He's currently 3 feet deep.
Help me.
And he keeps digging, so he's close. He's waist deep. He's waist deep right now. Go ahead. Keep going.
All right, let me try to say.
All right, go ahead.
Let me try to say this.
All right.
You right.
It's about what? Up.
It's a double standard.
Okay.
It's a double standard. If she is sitting, my best friend is sitting in the front. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm supposed to tell her to get in the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not gonna do that. But if it was the opposite, mm-hmm. I feel like if you're all coming to come get me, you should already know what it is. Like, sit in the back seat.
Wait.
As a man, you why, should be able to sit
but
in
why
the back
doesn't
seat.
Your female best friend should know already to sit in the back seat? Well, I don't understand.
Yo, what's the next topic?
Nah, my brother, you can't skate. The women want to know. They want to know why. Would you go ahead and explain
standard.
To the women?
It's a double standard, peoples. It's a double
cook
standard.
Him. I can't wait for this episode's comments. I can't wait. Cook him. Put the frying pan.
It's a double
frying pan and the frying pan emoji and the fire emoji.
My guy, so getting cook him. Back seat.
Cook him. Wait.
But
so,
again, I said. Remember what I said? I said that if it's a discussion that needs to be talked about, I could talk to my best friend. Like, yo, why you ain't getting the fucking back seat? Like, you know what you made me go through later? Like, I'm not saying I'm not willing to say nothing. I'm saying in the moment, I'm not going to be like, yo, get in the back seat. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But I guess I expect.
Oh, wake me up when he's done with the bullshit.
But then again, all right, so let me say this.
You what?
Wait, let me say this.
You've been saying for 5 minutes. Let me say. What do you want to say?
Let me say this.
The ladies are lining up here listening. Like, oh, wait, he keeps saying, what is it? Let me say. Go ahead. What do you want to tell? Just tell the ladies, bro.
I personally, like.
Tell him.
Am I going to now, if he's in the front seat.
Yes.
Be like, yo, get the fuck out.
Are you going to do that?
So that's what I'm saying. I feel like if I got a problem with this dude, or I already feel a little funny with this nigga, I might have to do that. But I feel like if it's not, like if me and him is mad, cool, whatever, like, let's take it you. If you were sitting in the front seat and y'all came to come pick me up, I ain't going to be like, yo, Fresh, get in the fucking back seat. I'm going to get in the fucking back seat. Well, Who gives a shit?
Right, but I wouldn't be sitting in the front seat.
But I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying.
So I wouldn't
but
really
there's
care,
levels, but there's levels of people's besties,
for the females,
though.
Too.
But there's levels of besties, I guess. So if he felt comfortable, he's playing. So he's violating you.
A little bit. Like my man getting the backseat.
But your bestie isn't violating your wife.
She is.
But she doesn't have to get in the backseat.
She does. She should. And we're going to have a conversation.
Why do you need to have
in the middle, do I want to start this shit?
Okay. So then your wife wants to have a conversation with you later on then too.
Yeah, now I got
to
deal with this bullshit. So I guess So
what's the problem? I don't understand. There's still wait. You still haven't clarified.
It's a double standard.
Oh, that's what it is. Flat out.
That's it. Flat out. Double standard. Y'all hear me. Get mad. Oh, y'all can hate me. Whatever y'all the fuck y'all want to say. It's a double fucking standard. You got damn right.
Yo, this is the second time he's.
That I just double standard?
Yes, that you double standard. Heavy, too.
Heavy. I knew you was going to do that bullshit, but I didn't know. And it set me up. Like the fucking go away trip shit.
That's right. The cutting of the hair.
See, try to set me up. That's all right. Listen, y'all can hate. Go ahead. Cut. I'm down for it.
All right, I got one more question for you.
All right, talk to me.
And this is for the ladies, since you clearly violate. So now I'm gonna give them the opportunity now to violate you back. All right. So right now the current lotto is something one point something billion. Right.
Uh huh.
So you and your wife played the lotto.
Mm-hmm.
And she hits.
I think we talked about this.
No, but we didn't talk about this.
Oh, okay.
I'm adding the spice with it. I'm switching this up.
I'm like, I remember
we talked about it.
Who gets the...
Yeah, no, forget that.
Okay.
It's her money. And she says, you know what? I'm deciding that I want to have an open marriage, and I'm going to be moving how I want to move now. And
this after the money?
After the money. This is what she decides. I'm good. I'm doing what I want the money. This is my money. So you can get up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Go, you know, I'll give you whatever, a little something, a little change. Get your bitch ass up out of here.
Damn.
That's how she's feeling. Because she's good. Like, get up
she
out
always
of here.
Felt like
or, that. Right, or you can stick around. I'm going to be, you know, flying around countries, fucking other dudes, doing whatever I want to do. You can stick around because I'm a millionaire, or you could just pack your shit and keep it pushing. What you doing?
Dude, we married. I'm getting half of that money anyway. Obviously, you ain't like me.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Forget the legal. There's no half of that. Forget that. Forget where there's no prenup. Hold up, bro. Okay, so fine. You're in a relationship. If you want to go legal, fine. If you want to go prenup.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying because if that's my wife,
all right.
I'm getting
well,
half
legally,
of that shit anyway.
Fine. If say whatever loophole she
was able to get through.
Yes, and she says, you're out?
Give me whatever you're going to give me, and then I'm not going to sit here and stand around as you.
I am. I'm a bitch. I'm a straight up bitch. I'm telling you right now, fam. I'm a straight up bitch. I'm a millionaire ass bitch. I'm telling you.
You just gonna let her.
Oh, though, I'm doing whatever I want to. You do what you do.
Then how about for the future?
What? I don't care. What are you talking about? I'm a millionaire, bro.
My thing is, what happens for the future?
I don't care. What do you mean? The future is the next time I get on my PJ to go to the island that I bought.
This is supposed to be the person you're supposed to be.
I don't care. What are you talking about? $560 million?
No, I'm good. Just give me my money and then I'll be out.
I bought an island.
I'm not wasting my time with you. Like, what?
Or what if she says I'm not giving you nothing?
You don't want to be here.
What if she says I'm not giving you nothing?
Well, see, now that's a whole different story.
All right.
That's a whole different story.
So what's the story?
First of all, why are you not giving me nothing? And this is, if we're not married, you're saying that.
Right, if you're not.
If we're married, I'm getting the shit anyway. So now we're not married, and then she's
y'all been together. All right, so you're not married for 10 years.
For 10 years. I mean, let's say because I think there's a law for that, like common law or whatever.
Right. So 6 years.
Let's say 5 years. All right, 5 years. 3, 4, whatever those years. And now she hits, and then she's going to leave and not give me nothing. And the only way she's going to give me something is if I stick around. Oh, then I might stick around then. I might stick around, get my money, and be out. Do what I need to do.
Well, she says, no. She says, she decides, like, you know, I'm not giving you nothing. This is what
you can still live here.
You can still be, we can still live our lives together. But I get to do what I want to do. I get to travel when
I want. Do I get to do what I want to do?
Do whatever you want to do. I don't care.
How I'm going to fund this? You going to pay for it? Meaning, like, you're a millionaire now, so now I don't have to pay. We're in a nice plush house.
Yes, we're good.
But if I want to open up a business or I want to go pay for things, business, she's going to pay for it?
Yeah, but I'm not cutting you a check for, oh, here's $100.
Oh, so I just got to stick around and watch
her. Yes, you are a bitch.
You going to do that?
I'm a bitch.
Nah, fuck that.
I'm a millionaire bitch. Absolutely. Absolutely. I can do whatever I want.
I'm
a try whenever I want.
And then I'm done.
I'm fine. Listen.
I can't do
that. Sign me up.
Nah.
Sign.
I'm a try in the beginning.
Woo! Yes, absolutely.
On TV like this,
yes. Yes, yes. She won. Yes.
Nah, fuck that.
You can't
do it.
Bro, so you telling me.
I'm going to try in the beginning.
Right.
But then knowing, like, yo, babe, I'm about to be out. I'm going to go fly out.
Yes. Me and my boyfriend. She says, like, yo.
Me and my boyfriend going to do this.
Next week.
The nigga going to be in the crib.
What? No, there's levels of violation. So, all right, we still gotta be civil.
But she
like
she
don't give me a reason
her.
To slap the shit out you. Don't be stupid.
She's doing her, but not in front of you. But you know
right. She hit you with, yo, next week, I'm gonna be gone all next week.
Where you going?
That's it. No.
None of your business.
It's right. Next week I'm good.
I can't do it.
Man. Have fun. Put your seatbelt on the plane.
I can't do that.
Pilot me.
It sounds good because I would love to.
Do not let anything happen to her. Please protect her. Protect this woman at all costs.
I want to say yes, but I know myself. I'm not going to like that.
I'm telling you, I'm
keep your money. Fuck out of here. I'd rather my sanity.
As I'm switching lanes in my Ferrari, the top down, as going to my
you could
going
whatever,
to my house
want.
In Cali. Yes,
then you good.
I'm a millionaire's bitch. Straight up, I'm telling you right now. Straight up millionaire bitch.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Call me when I don't care. Y'all can say whatever y'all want. I'm somebody's millionaire bitch. Absolutely.
Again, y'all be getting at this
dude. I don't care. I don't give a
fuck.
And
them comments, y'all be going.
Please. Yes, please. Say what you want. If somebody's going to fund me for whatever I always
wanted to do, I think in the beginning I would try, and then after
I don't
I'd be like, no.
That means I can go wherever I want to go.
And have the do capital whatever to do whatever you want to do. All right, I know this is going to sound corny, but what about love? what about me being...
I love my Lambo.
For real, though. Like, what about...
I don't know what love is. At that point, I don't know what love is. I don't even know what love is at that point.
It's done.
What are we talking about?
I guess so. I don't think I could do it. I would try, but I don't think I could do it. I'd start feeling some type of way and be like, yo, nah, this ain't gonna work. Try to get what I can get, and then I'm out. You doing it.
Sign me up, fam.
I can't.
Please.
I can't. All right, let's go on to another topic. I know you got a topic, but I got a topic. Mm-hmm. And I don't even actually know how to say this, but I'm gonna try to put it together, all right? Is it a man's responsibility, right, to not play games with a woman that is allowing him to play these games? Let me explain what I mean. If this dude is out here with other women and out doing all of this and you know, oh, she hit him up and he's not answering the phone. He's doing all types of fuckboy shit, right? And he's playing all these games with her and she's allowing it. Is it his responsibility to be like, you know what? I need to stop doing this. Or does he keep going? Like, is it his responsibility to stop? To say, you know what? This is wrong. I shouldn't be doing this. Right? Because the question is, it came that, oh, well, you're a grown man. You know what you're doing and you know it's fucked up. You should stop doing this. But if the woman is allowing me to do whatever the fuck I want to do, am I wrong for taking advantage of that and keep going?
No, because that's what's happening every day now.
Explain what you mean. What do you mean?
What do you think a sugar daddy is? What is a
well,
you're allowing somebody to take care of you or do whatever you, right? So,
but that's a little bit different because a sugar daddy is paying.
So, are you saying like
we're
are
in
you
a
saying so? Okay, so you're saying basically we're in a relationship, and I'm just I know in the back of my mind that I really don't want to be with her, but she got good pussy, so I'm sticking.
Or
around.
I just want a girl, and I'm out. Coming in sick.
So is it my responsibility?
She's not saying anything. She's allowing me to do it. She might say, oh, why are you coming so late? Oh, because I was out with my friends. Like,
okay. So
she's allowing this fuck shit to happen. Is it the man's responsibility at that moment to stop doing what he's doing because it's just fucked up? Or no, if she's going to allow me to keep playing the game and keep bullshitting.
No, it's not my responsibility for me to help her be a grown-up.
I like the way you put that. I like the way you put that because that was what my beef was. It's not my responsibility for her to be a grown-up.
Right.
Like, you should stop. You should be like, you know what?
If you don't like me coming in 6 in the morning and I've come...
You need to stand up for yourself.
At 6 in the morning for the last 7 nights in a row and you don't say anything, that's you.
I had an argument with someone and it was like, it's the man's response. And this is what she was saying. She tried to put a black man thing on it. That's the problem with black men. They don't want to take responsibility.
Well, I know one thing about black men.
What?
That they don't.
We don't cheat.
We don't cheat.
We don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat. So I don't know what your friend's talking about because black men don't cheat.
We don't do that.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Understand that.
Please. Please.
We don't.
So I don't know what she's talking about, but whatever she's talking about, go ahead, talk whatever she's talking about.
But what she was saying is it's the man's responsibility. As a black man, we need to take responsibility and not do fuckboy shit. And even if the woman is allowing you to do it, you should have enough, you know, I can't think of the word, but you need to have, you know, that not call. What's the word?
Maturity?
Maturity to say, you know what? I'm not going to do
so
this.
So wait.
Even though she's like,
hold on, wait. So let's just break this down real quick.
Okay.
So I'm immature because I'm doing immature things to somebody who is allowing
me to do this immature
the immature
shit.
Stuff.
Yes.
So what does that make? Her then
immature and that's my whole point. That's what I'm saying. I was just like, I don't get that. But then she tried to make it a black and white thing and this is the problem with black men and da da da. I'm like, come on, yo.
This
come
is
on.
The
Listen,
problem
if y'all
with
out
black
there
men.
Let All us right. know what you think. Let us know
All
what
right.
you think. Ladies, tell me what you think.
Why is that always a scapegoat though? That's the problem with you black men. Like, why is that always the
that's
go-to?
What it always is.
See, that's the problem with you men.
What's the problem? You the problem. We're going to get there.
All right.
I don't want to get canceled, so let's not. All right. You had another question to bring back STDs.
Yeah.
I know we talked about STDs
before. No. The other day I saw, and it's so crazy, I seen two different posts from two different people posting up their STD status.
That's wild. It's just... That's the problem with social media. People
like
talk about maturity. People are immature on social media.
What are
media.
We talking about?
Like, you're not
so,
mentally there enough
right,
to
right.
have social
But what is the point? What are you... Are you trying to tell us that, yeah, I be getting fucked raw, but this time I'm good? Like, I don't understand. Like,
What are you trying to do?
I don't understand. So what are you
trying
to prove?
You trying to catch somebody? Like, just be like, well, listen, I'm clean. I might as well tell you now. I feel like that's a personal thing.
Right. Why would you ever...
Why is that important? So I wonder what the caption said. What does the caption say to... you should put them on blast.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I'm going to see if
put
I
put them on blast. Because that's crazy, yo.
I'm looking... And it was twice, bro. And it was women, too. So not they, saying it, you so know, they, it's not nothing.
So they posted the
they posted the
picture.
Actual results from
that
Quest
said,
diet.
HIV
I think it was Quest
negative. Yes, herpes negative, chlamydia negative. I got tested.
Come on,
I ain't gonna say,
don't right.
Oh,
relax,
don't even say
right.
What they said.
Just relax, bro.
That's crazy. So basically, the caption just basically said that, oh, I'm clean.
But why do you need... why though,
what,
bro?
What did people comment? Did anybody say anything? Nobody said nothing.
Nobody cares.
Fuck.
The niggas is
and
like,
she
yes.
She didn't even post everything. She only posted one thing. The most important thing, yes, that is important. But you can have a bunch of other shit, too. That shit's corny. That's crazy that I'm seeing that right there. That's crazy.
That's like, why? What's next? Just post your paycheck. You might as well post your paycheck. What else are we doing?
That's stupid.
Wait, what?
Damn, I didn't think you. That's a real thing.
You thought I was lying to you,
that's
brother.
That's crazy.
I don't remember right, the other
so
second
people
person.
People right now, if you posting your STD results, keep that shit to yourself. Like, that's the problem. I could probably imagine what her other posts look like. If you thought that was okay, like, what are you doing? People got to be responsible with social media. That's just. That's private. Like, what are you showing everybody that for? You know what that shows to me, honestly? That you got something, and you trying to tell everybody that you don't got something. That's how I'm going to look at it, because who does that?
Why do we need to know that, bro? I don't...
That's insane.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. All right, so you know what we can get into right now?
Oh, yes.
Growing Up Wild
America's
Black. Let's get this joint going real
segment.
Quick. All right, so Growing Up Wild Black, right? We was talking about it earlier. You go ahead. What'd you
this
say?
Is the infamous Black Easter edition.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, yes.
This is it. And
all
this
right.
Is the
Woo!
Let's start it up. Let's start it
Woo!
Up. Let's start it up.
First thing.
What we got?
Gotta get the suit.
Gotta
had to get the suit. Now, where do you get your suit from?
Back in the day, it was cookies. Remember cookies?
All cookies. Sears.
Sears.
JCPenney.
JCPenney's. That's where you're getting the suit.
That's where you're getting your Sunday suit
that's right.
from.
Sunday's best.
And all your suits were always pastels.
Yeah, grays. It's the Easter colors. So the Sears sucker is when you're pulling that out.
And think about
moment.
How much money our parents spent. That was, say, I don't know, since 2 years, you're 2 years old until okay. maybe you're, I don't know, 14, 15.
Okay.
So we're talking about 13 years of our parents spending money for suits that we wore one time for about 3 hours.
That's what
and then,
pissed
boom,
me off.
Up out of here.
Because I have to do it. Don't feel bad. Don't get mad at me, mom and dad. But my mom and dad was the people that never went to church at all. And then Easter, you want to take me
oh,
to church.
Oh, man.
Like, come on,
but listen,
come on, people.
It's just,
What are you
it's
doing?
The same as the people who go to church on New Year's.
On New Year's. You done did ratchet, fucked up shit all year. Now you want to try to go repent in church on Sunday. Like, stop it.
Until
stop
the ball it. Drops and you got
and
some balls
go
dropping
out.
In your mouth.
And then you start wilding out. Like,
and then you wilding out the next day. Immediately.
What is you doing?
ASAP.
I've said this 1,000 times on my Instagram, my personal Instagram. What are you celebrating? Why are you even celebrating Easter? What is it supposed to be? Easter, they even talk about the little bunnies. Bunnies don't even fucking lay eggs. What are you doing? What is you celebrating? This shit is stupid. But, hey, this is what people do. And is this a Black thing? Is this a Black
thing? Of course.
That Black people only go to church. It's,
oh, I think
church
that.
Folk, if you're not church folk, because this church folk, that you know, they go to church all the time. If you're not church folk, you only go to church on New Year's, Easter. And what's the other one? That's it. New Year's, Easter.
Oh, sometimes Christmas Eve. Depends.
Sometimes Christmas yeah. Eve. If. Yeah. If that. But why? Why? Is that a Black thing?
I think it is a Black
thing. That's a Black thing. We just
absolutely.
Only go there. We only go during
absolutely.
That time.
I mean, I grew up. I can't speak for your parents. Of course, that's the thing. I grew up.
Yeah, don't
in
be
church.
Mad at me, mom and dad. But
so we wasn't hypocrites. No. That's
yo,
the, no. Oh, no. 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 Wait. 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 That. No. 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 Hold on.
You heard that, Dad? Prince of
No,
Renee.
No, no.
Y'all heard this him is Mrs. say
Moses.
That.
Y'all know I have love. Lived. Y'all know we have history like textbooks. So no, you no, no. Yo. Nah, nah, no, wait, no, 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 no.
You called y'all hypocrites.
But yo, yo, you got
that's what y'all yo, are.
It wasn't that's what it is, but
it is.
I wasn't throwing a cheap shot, but
go ahead. Y'all went you went to church.
But yeah, bro. So I went to church I grew up in the church. So yeah, going so to church. Going right. In. But yeah, bro. Like you gotta get there early because all the seats are taken.
Everybody. People showing
up. Standing room. Like standing room.
And everybody got to stand up and say, well, any newcomers that came today, everybody stand up and the whole congregation damn near stand up.
And then
that's all y'all knew.
And don't, for 2 weeks, and then that's it. Just like the gym. Same thing as you. Same thing as the gym. Oh, new year, new me. Gym be going crazy for 3 weeks.
Right now, the gym is good. It's back to normal.
Back to normal.
It's back to normal.
Yo, bro, it's been back to normal since the first day. We talking about January 2nd, it was back to normal.
It was back to normal.
The hell out
first
of here,
day,
bro.
Everybody bullshit.
Come on, man. But yeah, yo. But yeah, we grew up. You know, Easter egg hunt, money and
all
candy
of that,
and all.
Candy in
such
there.
A waste, bro.
All of it.
It's a
all
waste.
All of it.
We grew up on it, but it's a waste.
I mean, it is what it
but
is.
But the same thing as Halloween. Buy a costume. And it goes in the garbage the next day.
And these are the American holidays, right. Which, you know, for me, for if you don't know me, I only celebrate three holidays. I celebrate Halloween, I celebrate Kwanzaa, and I celebrate Juneteenth. That's it. The rest of the holidays, I don't do. Because there's either hidden meetings behind them, or it's just a waste of my time. So, but that's Easter. That is Easter.
That is Easter. If y'all got some more... you know, growing up black, definitely put in a comment. Definitely the Sunday music. That definitely was a go. Yeah, but yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was it, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, if y'all got more growing up while black,
please
put it in the comments.
We would definitely love
know.
It. We'll
we
use
definitely
it.
Definitely talk about it.
Absolutely.
And figure out, is it just a black thing or is this a people thing? You know what I'm saying? Is this what people do or is it just black people? Because y'all know as black people, we got our own culture. We got our own ways of doing shit. And that's what growing up. While black is this segment, it's all about what we do as a people.
Absolutely.
It's what we do. So.
We do.
All right. So I got I don't know if you got any left, but I got one question left.
Go ahead.
All right. So as you know, and if you've been watching us, I've been talking about planes for the past three episodes.
Oh, God.
And that's because I've been doing a lot of traveling. And as I'm sitting there, as we traveling, I'm like, damn, yo, this shit is crazy, yo. So, and I'm like, yo, I got to bring it up on a podcast. So you're in. The plane, three seats, 1, 2, 3, right? Or let's just say there's two seats, right? Two seats. Who gets the armrest in the middle? Two seats on a...
I get the armrest. Well, I get the armrest. Okay.
So wait, let me say it again. Two seats on the plane. There's an armrest here. There's an armrest here.
Wait, hold on.
Say
it again. Wait.
So there's two seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two seats on a plane. So this is the question right here. Let's get
this. All right, this is the plane. This is the seats right here.
This is the seat right here. And this right here is just like this.
Okay.
Who gets this armrest?
But there's nobody in the middle?
No, there's just two seats.
Well, we share it. What's the problem?
So how do we share that? We're going to share that? I take the front of it? You take the back of it? Like, what happens on a plane when there's one armrest? Who do we share? Because on Delta, some of their flights is just two seats and then one right here.
I'm trying to think.
If you're in these two seats, there's only 1, 2, 3 armrests. So there's an armrest there, an armrest here.
So when I'm on the window.
That's mine.
Right.
That's definitely mine.
This one right here is me. What are you talking about? The window one.
That's yours.
Of course. Well, that's the window one. There's nobody there.
How about that
one? This one right here, it depends.
Whose is that?
It depends. It depends.
Or if there was three people on the seat.
If it's three people, I'm gonna let him rock. This one.
You gonna let him
rock? Yeah. If I'm in the window seat and then
that's yours over
this
there.
Is here. This one right here, I'm gonna let the middleman right here. He gonna rock with this one right here.
So then
and y'all figure that out. Like I'm
okay.
Good
so
here.
You're gonna let
yeah, so, I'm good. So I'm
so the middle guy can end up with two. Because if he lets him rock,
in theory, he can end up with two, and then he can end up with two eye jammies too. Like, don't play yourself, fam. Like, don't play yourself.
Well, you go look over.
Like, yo, fam. Like, yo.
Oh, that's what
you're
doing?
Right. Like, don't be stupid. Like, everybody know this plane etiquette, bro. Don't be an idiot. Some of us are an idiot.
Don't end up with two eye jammies.
Yeah, don't play yourself, fam. If you see that you got two armrests, bro, then you know.
Like, come on.
Like,
bro.
You're ODing, bro.
Come on. So it's funny because when there's one, let's say there's two seats and there's one, then what do you do? Do you put on the, like, if you want to put your arm there, do you just keep your arm like this the whole time? Or do you put it on the front? Do you put it in
the back?
It
depends. I'll probably wait for you to make the first move.
Yeah, see, I'm going
to
sit
back. But see, I'm going to go to the back, though.
And try to sit back. Yeah. And I guess that's what the person did for me. They tried to sit back, but I'm a back person. So it was waiting for them to go front so then I can go. And we just was going back and forth.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm waiting for you. Because as soon as he moved, then I put my shit there. And then when I moved, like, if I went to go open this up, then all of a sudden his shit was there. And then he went and opened up his little tray. My shit was there. And we just kept doing that shit for 2 hours and a half. 2 hours and a half, we did that shit because I was like, I want my shit there.
Yo, y'all had road rage on the airplane?
We had road rage on the motherfucking airplane because I wasn't going for it. And then when I went, I took a little nap, but I was already back there and I wasn't moving. And I could feel him like trying to, I'm chilling, bro. You're not moving me. And as soon as I sat up, I was like, I went like this and I went back. Boom. I was like, this motherfucker. So then now I'm waiting. Yo. And then I'm sitting in the front. Soon as he moved, bomb.
Not the road rage on the airplane, right, bro.
What was
road
he going to do?
In the sky?
So that's why I was wondering who gets that shit. So please let me know who gets the fucking armor.
Nah, road rage in the sky is nasty.
That shit was crazy.
Work, my boy.
That shit was crazy. That shit was wild.
Yo, that really is airplane. Okay, here we go, bro.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Last one. Before we end the show.
Before we end the show, talk to me.
You got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And you on the plane, bro.
Number one or number two?
Number two, my bro.
Number two. You got to go to number two on the plane.
Are you holding it? Or you just like, fuck it, I'm human. Whatever it is, what it is, I ain't gonna see y'all niggas after this hour anyway. So y'all could judge y'all mothers until for another hour. After this, I don't give a fuck. I'm never seeing y'all again.
I'm letting that thing loose.
I ain't doing it.
I'm letting it loose. If I gotta go to the bathroom, and we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
this
but that's time. Not on
if
the plane.
If I gotta
though.
Go, I gots to go.
So on the plane, you gone.
I'm trying to go before the plane. It's funny because when I went to OKC with my son, we damn near missed the flight because I was in the bathroom. He's texting me like, yo, dad, where you at? I'll try to go before, but if for whatever reason I can't, if I got to go, line it up, and I'm going to the goddamn bathroom. I got to go.
I'm holding it as long as possible.
2 hours. 3 hours. You holding that shit.
I mean, I'm not about to like go crazy.
You're trying to hold it as long as you can.
I'm waiting to the last two.
You the person that's sitting there sneak farting.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, cheeks is tight. Cheeks is tight. I'm sucking in the cheek.
Nah, that's why you don't buy a seat by the bathroom. Yeah. Like I'm
that's crazy.
That
yeah, that's nasty. That's nasty. Bro. you're crazy.
I'm letting that shit rip. If I got to go, I got to fucking
listen,
go.
Listen, I will come the next day. If the only seat on the flight was the bathroom seat, I'll see y'all tomorrow.
You see you tomorrow?
I'll just get a seat. I'll get a flight in the morning. Yeah, I'm not. I refuse. I don't care if it's 45 minutes or 4 hours. I'm not doing it.
I'm about to go in September on a fucking 26-hour flight. I got to go to Jakarta. I got to go to Jakarta, which is Indonesia. Did I say that right? Yes. Indonesia?
Yes, Indonesia. Mm-hmm.
I got to go there. 26-hour flight. What? And when I was looking at my flights, the bathroom seat, there was one of them that had lots of room. And I was like, am I sitting over there? I was like,
yo, what are you going to do? You want an Adderall?
What? I ain't never been on a 26-hour flight, so I'm going to see how it works. I'm scared of Adderall and shit like that. What if I start bugging out on the fucking plane?
Nah, it's gonna put you to sleep.
I don't know. I'm scared of it.
Or Xanax or whatever one is that.
Maybe Xanax.
Oh yeah, one of them.
I've never taken any of them. Yeah, because Adderall.
Yeah,
makes
whatever.
You focus.
One of them.
You don't want that on the plane.
Oh no, no. So whatever one that makes you go to sleep.
Xanax.
Or Xanny.
We'll put you at. Yeah, nah. I'm gonna just ride that shit through. 26 hours. It's on Emirates, so it's supposed to be a nice plane.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Emirates.
Stand and walk around and shit like that. So,
what is this for?
For work. So, we'll see. Shit'll be dope. It's not until September, though. But I just booked all my tickets. I booked everything. And I was booking my flight and booking the seat. And I was like, yeah, nah, not sitting by the bathroom. On a 26-hour flight,
everybody's using it. But, yeah, but that bathroom probably on that Emirates Premium is
probably
like,
mad nice.
It's probably a fucking mansion in there, bro.
Yeah, it's probably mad nice.
So Emmett is Liddy.
We gonna see y'all. Listen.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yo, y'all already know we about to down it.
We about to down this. Let's finish this off. Ah. Dude, it's 2 o'clock. I ain't eat nothing. What time is it?
It's 3 o'clock, yeah.
And we, yeah. I mean, I guess it wasn't
I'll be a, yeah, crazy. That's one drink. We'd be all right.
All right. Listen, you know what we need you to do? Yes. We need you to like, share, subscribe, comment.
Please.
Do all of those things that help out what we do here.
Yes.
Please make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment, share with your peoples. If you see something, share it over. All right? We're going to be posting. Yes. He's going to be posting.
Yes, I will be posting more.
Every day. He's going to post something on the story
keep
so y'all,
y'all
can make that.
Yes.
Please keep those comments. All of our people, Tiff, good looking.
Oh,
Tiff.
Yes.
Yo, Tiff, yo, yes. Definitely. Yeah. She always look out. She always one of our loyal people has been there from the day we started, and she's still commenting. So good looking. But definitely like, share, subscribe. My boy.
Appreciate you.
Love you, bro. Love, bro. Listen, it's the Super Fresh Experience. I hope
always.
You enjoyed yourselves. Peace.